Thank you for listening. You're listening to Medicine Remix.
We're just consuming so much information at all times now.
Yeah.
Like it's unreal.
So true. Yeah. What they used to refer to as the 24-hour news cycle, I mean, that whole thing started with CNN when they were the pioneers of round-the-clock news.
To create a positive force in a world where cynics abound, to provide information to people when it wasn't available before, to offer those who want it a choice. For the American people whose thirst for understanding and a better life has made this venture possible. For the cable industry whose pioneering spirit caused this great step forward in communication, I dedicate the news channel for America, the Cable News Network.
Now it's been compressed.
The amount of information that's put out in like 24 hours is like more than it was for like decades, 100 years ago.
One audiobook that you and I are both listening to right now, The Social Organism. In that, the author says,
back in 2014, Google chairman Eric Schmidt said that at the time, every 2 days, the internet was generating and storing the same amount of data that human beings had accumulated between the dawn of civilization and 2003.
Makes sense, right? During that big chunk of time, it was expensive, like as fuck, to be able to print something. So yeah. Only a few people were able to like have that real privilege and luxury. Now, it's been more than commoditized.
And when you combine that with how many people now are literate and the fact that we have billions on Earth and we're getting our access to the information highway, social media, something that we've talked about quite a bit, creation of new content, the sharing of content.
In the context of the social organism, I mean, social media is like our social version of like neurotransmitters. It's literally just like ideas traveling at the fucking speed of light. Again, we're uploading our entire existence into that world. So in a way, you truly can be immortalized on the internet. It's our connective tissue, man. That's what social media is, social connective tissue. We are in the very early stages of becoming this, like, you know, multicellular social organism. That's exactly what's happening. And, you know, just a lot of the principles of immunity and the fact that the invaders, the enemies, the cancers, the infections are being exposed now. All of these hashtags and movements.
Who chooses to say, me too?
You know, we really are slowly developing a more sophisticated immunity as far as, you know, just right and wrong, and who's doing right and who's doing wrong, and no longer being able to hide, because we are headed towards a world where everyone's live streaming at all times. It's like, if you're not a good dude, good girl, a good person, for real, you better pretend the fuck out of it, because you're gonna be exposed if not.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I think in that way, we're almost being vaccinated, you know, like morally vaccinated.
Whoa.
Or something to that effect, of like changing people's behavior, really preventing at least, I would hope, a fraction of the people that would have been offenders otherwise if we did not live in an ecosystem like we're living in, and how much more sophisticated it's about to get.
Yeah. I think each person needs to do an internal reckoning of how visible they want to be on social media. For example, if we were comparing ourselves, I would say I'm much more reclusive and want to be less on social media or less visible.
I'm not even talking about the stuff that you're putting out, like your greatest hits or whatever, to tell your story and paint your picture online. I'm talking about the fact that if you just assume, it's not even like it's a big leap of faith to think about a world where we are potentially constantly being either filmed or recorded at all times. So, like, you can post as many high-achieving, you know, milestone-type shit on your social media stuff. If you're secretly an evil person, we're headed into a world where you're not gonna last very long. And as concerning as that might sound, it's for the greater good. Imagine the human body functioned in the way that human beings did without technology.
Worse.
Like, when stuff happens in the body, when you break a bone, series of things that happen because of how quickly those signals are sent. There's a fucking injury, so you have resources going to it. The cells travel to the problem.
Yeah.
When you start to think about how inefficient we are,
ain't nobody got time for that.
As human beings, of course, we're doing the best we can. But the more efficient we become through whatever the mechanisms that we invent through technology, we're going to start really resembling more and more how the cellular systems in our body work. The same patterns we figure out over time, that's how the human body does it. Of course this works.
Whoa. How would you assuage the concerns of people who worry about privacy issues, surveillance, and the overreach of cameras and monitoring?
The people that have nothing to really hide.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children, please come in.
Not really going to affect you as much as you think it will, because you're doing the right thing. In the same way that, you know those fucking red light cameras, man? As much as everybody fucking hates them, they work, right? People are gonna not want to get a ticket, and it changes people's behavior, right? Because it's like, you know that you can't get away with running a red light, so you're gonna fucking change. Especially after that first time that you get the fucking ticket and you have to pay like an arm and a leg, you're not fucking with that shit anymore. So it changes behavior. Classic example of what we're talking about, being recorded at all times and being held accountable for the shit that you're doing wrong.
Is this being recorded by the government, by fellow citizens, corporations?
Doesn't matter, right? It's all of the above.
I think it's important to have a humanist perspective as well.
You can think of it as a humanist perspective, because you start to really respect your behavior and how you treat people. In that way is very humanistic, I think, and it's built into the system to make you believe that we're all connected. The thesis of the social organism, which is that we are all connected. All knowledge is an analogy, right? Look at the human body, how the body reacts when it's fighting itself. It makes no sense, right? When we're looking from the outside in, looking at it on a cellular level, like why the fuck does Crohn's disease happen? Why does lupus happen? Why does multiple sclerosis happen? Why does the body attack itself? That seems so stupid. Where is the problem here? If you extrapolate that into how we as human beings function, if the analogy holds true, when you look at our existence on the grand scale of just how minuscule we are in the grand scheme of things, how are we not fucking connected? Yeah. Whether we are or whether we're not, I would like to live in a world where people mostly believe that we are connected, because then that's the most efficient we can be, right? When the human body is healthy, it's functioning in a way where all the cells are doing what they're supposed to do, all the organs are doing what they're supposed to do, but when shit goes down and the body doesn't work together to knock out the problem and bring it back to homeostasis, that's like the ultimate problem, right? It wreaks havoc when you take your defenses down, when your body can't fight off the enemy. Autoimmune disease, I just think it's just such a perfect and beautiful example of exactly how that resembles how we behave as human beings, bombing each other.
I'm interrupting your program because there have been two explosions today at the Boston Marathon.
Killing each other.
Breaking news at this hour from Orlando, where there are reports of a shooting at a nightclub in that city.
These are cells killing other cells. And if we're the social organism, we are in a state of autoimmune disease right now. How do we get a cure for that?
Please do your part, the podcast. Share them if you like them. If they're good, spread the word. We've been getting incredible feedback, man. And to those of you who have written in, thanks. Those who haven't, man, feel free to do it. I know for me, man, it's been pretty incredible. Some of the feedback we've gotten has been, I mean, to be real honest, like life-changing, like really impactful.
I mean, you know, even if one person's listening and benefiting from this, that's enough motivation for me to keep doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, keep up the good work. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word. And we got a lot of things coming up, man. Any words of wisdom?
Stay hungry.
Stay hungry. I agree.
But eat healthy.
But eat healthy.
Medicine Remixed.